Ready to hear like a moronic celebrity taking herself way too seriously?
Always.
Okay.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Look, kids. It's AJ.
Hey. Hey. Want a kite?
Want a kite?
All right. This is a. Is her name Hilaria or is it Hillary?
Hilaria. I think it's Hilaria.
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 Hilaria. Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Hilaria. Hilaria.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Okay.
What do you guys, what do we all think of her?
I'm usually laughing, but not because she's trying to be funny.
Right. Yeah. I only know her for pretending to be Spanish or something. She speaks with some kind of accent, but she's really from the United States.
Yeah, she's from like Boston.
Yeah,
right, like right outside of Boston,
the Spanish side of Boston.
Yeah, I don't get her. And I, you know, Alec Baldwin seems like I don't know, he'd have better judgment.
Yeah.
But then again, he punches people out for taking pictures, and
yeah, he got kicked off
I
a plane.
Him alone.
He left that horrible voicemail message for his.
Ooh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he's made some mistakes.
Called her a rude pig.
Nice guy, no.
Yeah, called his daughter a rude pig. Rude, disgusting pig.
Right.
Anyway, this woman, I don't want to watch her, but like she's interesting, especially when someone does the work and they put a montage together of her just taking herself too seriously. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and can we all agree that she's not a star?
She's married to a star.
She's married to a star.
Fine.
It's like dancing with people married to stars. They should change the name to.
You're associated with it, yes.
Right. You're associated with it. You never acted in or you were in a reality show, right, based on your life.
She's most famous for forgetting the word cucumber.
Is that right?
That's what I think she's most famous for.
Really?
At the grocery store?
That clip comes at the end of the montage.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So this is her after she's been eliminated, just so we're all...
Okay, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I said to my 12-year-old, what if I get voted off right away? And she said, Mommy, at least you tried.
At least you tried.
You know, it's funny, every now and then in this montage, they show a close-up of her dancing partner, who's like just, he doesn't know what to do.
He's silently just has a polite smile. But you can see in the eyes, it's like, this lady, why did I have to get paired?
Yeah, they're not teaming me up with another one like this for a long time.
I'm picking my next partner.
I'm picking my next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, did my time.
I hope it's my heart. And now it's broken again.
Still talking about dancing.
Ah!
Still talking about dancing. This is not clips from anything. She's still wearing the costume from being on Dancing with the Stars. That's what this is all in reference to.
Okay. And now it's broken again.
Now it's broken again.
Long silence.
But I'm 41. I closed
the door. What the hell does that mean?
I'm 41.
My heart's broken again. But I'm 41. I will come back.
Is that Batman?
I have many more years to terrify all of you.
I don't know, but the account that I saw this on, all of the people that were like, I was on her side, and then it's but I'm 41. It's like, so? What does that mean?
Because
you're heartbroken because you got voted off a reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They elevated you. They called you a star. You should feel excited.
Yeah. It's all good. You got on the show.
She's 41.
It's supposed to have stars.
Here's yet another interview of her talking about her elimination.
I closed the door and danced a long time ago.
Thank you.
And opening it up has been painful.
Everybody else having a good time, by the way.
Bruh.
That's where they zoom in on the face
of the guy, her dancing partner.
The partner. And he's just like, please get me out of here.
Make it end. When is this going to end?
It's not over yet.
And I met Alec when I was 27.
We're still talking about dancing.
The world has been trying to beat me since. And they did. The day they did. Because no matter what I do, it's not enough.
Still talking about dancing, by the way.
She met Alec Baldwin when she was 27. She's 41.
Yeah.
Wow.
Has it been that long?
They have like 7 kids, I think.
Holy
yeah.
crap.
Right. That's like
sounds exhausted. Yeah.
It's like a baseball team.
You got to have a line of
quite
cards.
What
do you drive 7 kids around in?
Oh, she's not driving any of those kids anywhere.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, but like a normal person, right? So that would make 9 of you. Like, what 9 passenger vehicle can you get? Like, you want to buy an old school bus?
Right, yeah. You want the big SUV.
Yeah, it's like a Yukon or something. You need one of those ones with the third row.
That won't fit. If it fits 9 people, it won't fit their stuff.
It's you not, like, yeah. Right. There's nowhere to put the backpacks, the lunches, all that stuff.
What are you pulling around the trailer?
Limousine it is, kids. Let's go.
Yep.
Wow.
Maybe I'll close the door again.
Still talk about dancing.
Please close the door.
Yep.
Please.
Be on the other side of it, though. Yep.
All right. And then this is the cucumber clip here.
We have cucumber.
She turns and looks at the host like, cucumber?
How do you say it?
Yeah, that's it. You got it, you weirdo. By the way, that accent is missing there. It's gotten stronger over the years.
Right.
We have cucumber.
What is it?
Cucumber.
A cucumber?
Cucumber.
Wow, I don't know how he does it.
And now it's broken again.
My heart's broken.
I weigh a lot.
I thought she was going to break into a Celine Dion song.
Yeah.
My heart must go on.
I hope it's my heart.
My heart.
And now it's broken again.
Now it's broken.
Not a cucumber.
She knows she was just on a TV show with Corey Feldman, right? She's not exactly the world's greatest dancer.
Truth.
How does she handle, like, when the kids throw food on the floor? Does she just, like, turn into, like, a weeping mess? Like, it just seems like she's so sensitive.
Yeah.
Right.
My child threw the, how you say, cucumber on the floor.
What the hell? She did some red carpet thing where she was talking and Alec Baldwin was there and he said something and she was like, stop talking. Does anybody remember that?
Oh, yes.
It was
something about raising the kids, I think.
I think so.
There's been so many of these weird incidents.
But man, what does she have on him? Besides, right? I think he'd be broke if she left. 7 kids.
Yeah.
Right. A little baseball team.
Let's see.
He was a real up-and-coming, promising star, too. Like, he just, you know, he just got too angry.
Yeah, he's an excellent actor.
He could have been in all of the Jack Ryan movies, but he was like, no, F you pay me. And Harrison Ford turned it into a franchise.
Right.
Here's that moment on the red carpet you were talking about. I don't know what the event is. I'm sorry.
How it feels to have it be out there.
It's going
to
be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to just cut him out of the show.
We'll cut him out of the show.
Wow.
The show I'm in because I'm married to him. We'll cut him out of the show.
She literally holds her arms up in front of his face when she says that, by the way.
Right. Like, stop talking. Stop.
No, the whole time. Like, we're just going to cut him out. And then her arms are just covering his face.
Oh, wow. Like, yeah. Edit him out.
Yeah.
We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
He immediately said, I'm sorry. Like, immediately.
And she said, no. No.
Immediately said, I'm sorry. Like, that's her in front of a camera, by the way.
All the comments are like, by the way, this is not interrupting. This is supporting. Shut up, lady.
Yes. Yeah. I think right now he wants to find a cucumber.
On the phone right now, his name is Scott Derby. He's running for mayor. Guess which town he's running for mayor in?
Greenwich.
Derby.
Oh.
Scott Derby, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
I just want everyone to know, this isn't an official endorsement in any way. We're just talking to you because your name is Derby. I don't want to meddle in anyone's politics. The Derby will figure out what's right for Derby. How long have you lived in Derby?
I've lived here 4.5 years.
4.5 years. What made you pick Derby?
Well, my wife and I and our kids have been living in Bridgeport for the prior 17 years, and she had wanted for a while to move out, outside the city, something more suburban or more rural suburban.
A lot of people do it.
They, the valley.
They leave the city, they go to, you know.
Yeah.
They go to the valley. Happens a lot.
Exactly. Yep. And so we looked around. We saw Derby was really nice. The whole area is. So we moved here.
No, but didn't Derby have some sort of appeal to you because your last name is Derby?
Well, it did have that, of course, as well. But if it wasn't a nice city, that would not have been enough to put it over the top for sure.
Right. You weren't going to do it just for the name.
No. The gimmick's not worth that much of a...
It's not worth it.
Not that much.
Do you have any political experience?
My political experience is not from the politician side, but rather I worked in the New Hampshire state legislature from 1998 into 2001 as a legislative attorney. So in that role, I was drafting bills usually around 180 to 200 plus.
Have you ever run anything?
I have worked for a hedge fund in Greenwich in the 2000s and from 2001 through 2009. And so I was general counsel for that. Not the CEO, but yeah.
What's your slogan? Because there's a clear, easy slogan. What is your slogan?
Well, reawaken Derby.
Wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Wrong.
I think we're both in the same
Derby
picture.
For Derby.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually two. If you look, yeah, there's Derby for Derby.
You can't have two. You got to have one.
We'll try to hold on to two as long as we can.
Who's running your campaign?
A guy named Matt Schwartz, who's been doing this
Matt,
for a while. He's my
Matt.
Name.
Derby yes. for Derby. His name is Derby.
or how about
Derby?
How about the Derby that fits?
Oh, I was thinking like,
hey, well, actually, I might have to rethink that for next time.
What? Wait, hold it. You like the Derby that fits more than Derby for Derby? Really? The Derby
that fits? Yeah, get some pictures with me with Derby with hats on.
Okay, yeah. All right. How many people know what a Derby is besides the people that go to the Senior Citizen Center?
Yeah, but they vote.
Well, right. Yeah, those are the ones who vote.
All right. You're not the elder block.
You may have a point there.
Derby for Derby.
That's a good one.
Derby for Derby. No one likes it.
I play to win the game.
Derby for Derby.
Vote for Derby. It's a home run. I mean,
no. No. It's three words. Derby for Derby.
You could even use the number four and save space.
Oh. Ooh, Derby Demolition Ford. Derby's cool, too. Yeah.
I was wondering if your name is Kid Kentucky.
Right.
Oh.
No, my kid's
smash up.
If I have a third, I might consider that from a middle name, maybe not a first name.
That would be funny. Kentucky Derby. Yep.
And Demolition
That's
Derby.
Funny. Cool. Demolition. Right. That's good. Derby for Derby.
Nice.
It's very simple. What are your chances of winning? How do people like the current mayor? You're less than a month away.
I mean, Joe DiMartino is a very nice guy. I think I can come in and do a better job.
You think?
See, I know I can.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you, what are top two things you would do immediately if you become mayor?
Top two things immediately? Here's an easy one. You want an easy one?
Yes.
We have a $1.7 million bond for road work. And when I go around and knock on doors, I talk to
it's complicated. You need to say it in a sentence. All this stuff should have been pared down already.
We need to fix these roads. I mean,
fix the roads. We got the money. Fix the roads.
We got the money and do it.
We got the money. Fix the roads. Is that what? Like, are you knocking doors?
Exactly. Yeah.
How many doors have you knocked?
Hundreds.
Good. Wow. What are people saying? What's the number one thing people say? Besides, leave me alone, I'm eating.
Taxes.
Dude! You got your answer! Taxes. Gonna lower taxes. Number one.
Yeah, just, Derby.
That's what you should say.
Derby's mill rates. No, yeah.
You know what you say? You say, the only reason I'm running is I'm going to lower your taxes. That's it. That's my entire platform. It's all I'm going to do. I'm going to lower your taxes. Then, once I get that done, I'm going to fix the roads. But first, I'm going to lower the taxes. Then I'm going to fix your roads. I'm going to lower taxes, fix your roads. Lower taxes. If you want your taxes lowered, I'm the guy. Derby for Derby. If you want the roads fixed, Derby for Derby.
Chaz was watching House of Cards last night on Netflix.
Derby for Derby.
Nice.
Can we make a... I bet you... Listen, Scott, you seem like a really nice guy. Ruth is going to make an AI commercial right now. Derby for Derby. Lower taxes, fix the roads. Lower taxes, fix the roads. Lower taxes, fix the roads.
Seeing a pattern here.
Well, I would love that. Make a nice AI. Sure, spin it out.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We'll have it like in a few minutes.
Right.
Awesome.
This campaign guy. We got to get together with him. See.
Oh, definitely.
Do you have a favorite Diane Keaton movie?
Oh, I know she had some real good ones back in the 70s, which I've seen, but I can't remember the.
The Godfather.
There's one.
Oh, yeah. That was like her first big role. Yeah, actually, that would be it.
First of all, you're in a city full of Italians. You got to spit that one right out. The Godfather.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Italians in Derby. A great Italian heritage in Derby.
Absolutely.
Man, I love
the whole area.
What's that?
The whole area, Shelton and Sonia.
No, but Derby has a very specific... If you looked at downtown Derby in the 70s and earlier, it was all Italian delis, restaurants, coffee shops.
You know, we need to bring some of that back, because if you're,
lower taxes,
downtown Derby...
Fix the roads. Lower taxes, fix the roads.
Bring back delis.
Well, the two biggest ones, I mean, you said the quickest one, put some of that bond money, or the 1.7, into fixing the roads. You know, that's a quick one. That's not one of the main ones. That's an easy one. But we got to bring in more business. And you mentioned, you know, Derby back, you said in the
70s. This is where you go up. This is where they get you, because you have this whole list. And then when people walk away, they won't know what you're for. And you got to just keep repeating yourself to where the people around you are like, oh my God, if I hear you say lower taxes and fix the roads one more time, it's like, oh, that's good. Then it's getting through. Anyway.
Right. But I would have, yes.
You see,
I would have definitely a third one, which we got to get more business into the city. You go into, center of Derby, behind City Hall up that way. That used to be a lot of very productive businesses. You mentioned some nice coffee shops and stuff. We got out of a church breakfast about 2-3 weeks ago. They're like, hey, me, my wife, and kids, like, let's get breakfast, right? It's like 10:30. And we're on Elizabeth Street. Okay, where can we go? There's no place up here. There should be. It's crazy there isn't. So we end up going to Valley Diner, which is very nice, but it's on the other end of the city.
So you lower taxes, and all that will happen. You see downtown Shelton, the mayor there has done a great job
at
keeping taxes low, keeps Larry's people and drives businesses, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Derby for Derby.
We have one of the highest mill rates in the whole area, so,
that should be your number one thing.
You got to do something about that.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Scott Derby, running for mayor in Derby. I wish you luck. You know, and again, I don't even know. I don't know anything about the other guy or whatever. But you seem nice enough. So
yeah,
Derby will figure out what's right for Derby. Derby for Derby. You got to kind of seize that. Like your name is Derby, and you're running.
He doesn't get the irony. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go. But thank you for coming on.
Well, I think that's one. Yeah, I don't have to push so much when people just see. You know, see a lawn sign, for example, just see my name. They kind of make that, wow, that's kind of ironic.
Derby for Derby.
Sonia.
All right, so we got our buddies in here. These are the pizza experts. They made a movie about it.
Yeah.
Which kind of started everything.
I think so.
Got the machine going. We all kind of knew. And then, you know, it's kind of like a great song. You hear the words, you're like, right. Exactly. I've known that the whole time, but someone finally put it to words.
Thank you so much.
Dean Falcone and Gorman Bouchard. Pizza, a love story in studio. Connecticut came out with a pizza trail. And I think everyone who loves pizza looked at it and said, boy, this is stupid. You know?
Yep.
Right?
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So what do we want to do? We're gonna make our own, right?
Yeah.
We
worked on it a lot this weekend.
Okay. Where do we start? We start with a number?
You want to start with a number?
No. I mean, like, so how many do we put under this umbrella?
Gotcha.
Because the chief criticism is they put too many places.
It's too many.
No more than
127.
Like 20
out of, I think we have 1,400 pizzerias in the state.
Correct.
Which is crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
It tells you how much we love pizza.
Yeah. We have the highest per capita of pizzerias of any state.
Is that right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, I believe it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with how many do we put on this pizza trail?
20-ish.
20-ish. I like that. We're not locking into a number. It's like 20-ish. Yeah.
Because if you're sending somebody somewhere, it better be special.
Right.
It can't be cafeteria pizza. I mean, nothing. I mean, you're eating to eat, which is cool, and we certainly don't want to ruin anybody's business, but I mean, if you have the magic, you have the magic.
Do you section it out into quadrants, regions of the state?
No. It doesn't matter. From New Haven.
Yeah,
right. You know. So New Haven's the hub.
Yeah.
Does it meet that bar or not?
Right.
That's basically it.
I mean, the thing that Connecticut needs to realize, if New Haven was a city instead in Arkansas would then be the calling themselves the pizza capital. Connecticut would just be forgotten about.
Yeah, if we didn't have New Haven pizza.
Right.
I was thinking about that Friday. I went into Toad's place, and I thought, you know, if it wasn't for Yale, New Haven would be Bridgeport. It would be Waterbury. It is what it is.
It could easily fall into that.
Because thanks to Yale University being there. But all right, so let's start the big three, obviously. Pepe's, Sally's, Modern.
That's it.
That's easy.
Yep. That's a level above everybody.
That's where you need to go. If you're traveling here, you're not going to Willimantic.
You're starting these three places.
Okay. Yeah. Ernie's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have four in New Haven. Do we do a fifth in New Haven, or do we move on from New Haven?
I believe we put in Zanelli's with an asterisk saying it's not New Haven style, but it's the best Italian-style Neapolitan pizza you
will get in this country. It's a destination, but it's not New Haven.
Yeah, but it's spectacular.
But it's so good, it's worth it if you... You know.
It's like going to Italy without having to go to Italy.
Okay.
It's that good.
Okay. So we have five places in New Haven.
Yeah, we would... And
do you
then
do
we,
a sixth, or do you
we
move
have
on?
We have a kind of honorable mention. There's a couple on there that we think. You know, for honorable mentions in not in the same league... We would probably add Ozzy's Bar and 163.
Ozzy's Bar and 163. Okay.
Hmm.
As being...
Honorable mention.
Yeah, honorable mention. Gotcha. Just
really good. You're really good, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but not Sally's. Pepe's an honor. So.
I like Bar. I know the owners, and they're really good people and really hard workers. That is not a pizza that travels well.
No, it's...
You got to eat it right there.
No,
as soon as that pan comes down... Dive in.
Hours later, it'll break in half, literally, a cracker.
Exactly. Mm. But the magic is, you eat it right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you can do that anywhere, you're better off. Yeah, once it hits a box, your problems are started.
The steam in the box.
Your life is over once it hits a box.
So how many places do we have in New Haven now?
That's a total of seven.
Okay.
But we have a lot more in New Haven.
And you're doing 20-ish, and you already got seven.
Right. But like I said, New Haven is the... point.
You're one of these guys. It's like it's New Haven, and when you're outside of New Haven, they're trying to be New Haven.
Basically. Yeah. But
why go anywhere else when you could go to New Haven?
That's basically
being lazy.
Other than you want possibly easy parking. That's about the only reason to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's a good reason.
Yes.
Yes.
That's another thing we were talking about with Toad's Place. I mean, you know, when you put an older artist in there, people don't want to park a mile away.
I know.
You
know?
Parking in New Haven, that's why we have a movie theater. The movie theater was across the street from a parking lot. No one felt they were safe going in.
Right, right. Okay, so we got seven-ish in New Haven. And where do we go next? Do we go to another city, or do we start just picking off really good places.
I think sort of radiate it out. I think you have to add Zupardi's in West Haven.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Old World in, it's right on the Hamden-North Haven border.
Officially North Haven.
Yeah, it's officially North
Haven. Pretty Hamden-y.
Yeah. Which is
very modern.
Yeah, very modern.
It's like modern. Good cheese, good
just
killer
absolutely
eggplant
spectacular.
Pie.
Roseland and Derby has to be on the main
100%.
List. Yeah. Grand the Beats in Clinton. And that's our main list. Everyone else for
First
us.
Of all, no one would argue with you with this list so far.
No, not at all. No.
None of the places you put on there. All right, we're talking about this pizza trail that the state of Connecticut screwed up. And we have a couple of guys who really started, you know, we all knew that we have great pizza, but they made this movie, Pizza Love Story, and it really got everything going. It got Portnoy on board, and, you know, everything just happened from there. Yeah. Right, we're talking about this pizza trail. So what do we got now?
We got the list. The main list is Pepe's, Sally's, Modern, Old World, Ernie's, Zupardi's, Roseland, Grand the Beats in Clinton, and Zanelli's.
Right. Okay.
And
then
we also have three honorable mentions in New Haven of Ozzy's, Bar, and 163.
Now, you draw a circle around there. You already have a lot of spots in that. You're okay with that.
Yeah.
You're completely.
It's like pain. There's a shot right there in the middle of New Haven, and it radiates out.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the time you get to Hartford, you don't have any more pain.
Really? Nothing in Hartford worth driving for?
Nothing that we can come up with. Okay. And we even brought in Colin Kaplan, who is the pizza guru, the historian.
Nice guy.
A great guy. And we brought him in on this as well. So
He agrees with it.
Yeah. This was something the three of us all.
Yeah. And if we had, if it was like 2-1, we went with, you know, we put it on. I mean, we're not complete idiot. I mean, it's debatable.
but stop short of saying we're not complete idiots.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to say something else. But.
So do we want to move on?
Yeah. Okay. Let me take a call here. Okay. Ed in Milford.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
There's a place on Main Street in Derby called Bartone's. I used to work at Roseland's. If you want good pizza,
why wouldn't I just go to Roseland?
You gotta check it out.
And I mean no disrespect to someone who's starting a business, because this is your dream and you're putting all the chips on the table. I don't mean that. I just mean, why wouldn't you just go to Roseland?
Well, a lot of times it's packed.
Okay, so I see. Yeah. That's a plan B. But that doesn't make the trail, but that's a good plan B.
Yeah.
I have heard of that
pizza's
place.
Pizza's worth waiting for.
Yeah, I mean,
it really is. It's like anything else. Huh. I used to wait overnight for David Bowie tickets when I was 14 in front of the Coliseum.
Right.
You wait.
You want something?
Yeah.
You got to wait.
That's a good point. Like that we have that younger generations may not have, and that's patience.
Right.
Now, I don't have any. You talk to my wife, but I would wait for pizza. I would wait 100% for a good pizza. Hey, Ed, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Bartones.
Let's go to Brian. Brian in East Haven.
Hey, I was just calling in. There's a new spot that just opened in North Haven. It's called Pat's Beats. You got to give it a shot. It's one of the best pizzas you'll have around here.
Pat's. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Is that the guy who opened it in the gas station?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Wow.
We've heard of it.
One of the best pizzas you'll have. You got to give it a shot.
We've heard of it. Haven't gotten to it yet. Colin said it was decent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He said decent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that it's in a gas station.
That's decent. You got to try it.
All right.
Decent to us is
that's a compliment.
Great. Yeah.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The high rating. Yeah.
So what are your, hey, thank you, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
What are your words? So decent is a compliment.
Yeah, I mean,
Sally's,
Pepe's, and Modern is like godlike. It's
godlike.
Life changing.
Okay.
Your eyes roll back in your head as if you were shooting smack. Remember train spotting, what they would look like when they would shoot up? That's what you take your first bite of Sally's, Pepe's, and Modern.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. Mm. And then it's second tier, you know, and beyond, you know, and it's really good.
Right.
It's good.
So we're only putting first tier places on this list, correct?
Beatles, Stones, Kinks, The Who.
All the top. Got
and
it.
Then you got the Replacements and R.E.M.
Right. And that's not saying if you don't make the list, that's not saying that you're not great pizza.
Absolutely.
No. It's just we're making a trail here, and you can't put too many places on the trail.
Right. Right. Because you can't go into, you know, Tallinn County and go to a pizza place up there and expect it to be what You have that.
New Haven is. Yeah. So there's nothing in Tallinn. There's nothing in Hartford. Right? Nope. You're basically saying if you drive to Hartford, you made a mistake.
That you need to drive. A place that you need to drive to is what we're saying.
Yeah.
That you don't
right.
need
so
to travel.
So that's a trail to me.
You don't yeah. need. Right. It's yeah. you right. need to go.
This is worth the drive.
You can put a bunch of these places on this trail. It doesn't mean they're, you know, I mean, you're putting names on there.
By the way, that's what the original Michelin star thing was for. Exactly. It's like, hey, if we put a star here, it's absolutely. Because you should make a point to travel to this place.
Absolutely correct.
Right. Don't pass it and even deviate if you have to go here. It's worth checking it out and trying it.
Like Pepe, Sally's, and Modern, 3 Michelin stars.
Got to do it.
The next people on the list there that we gave you, 2 Michelin stars. This other part of the list is
this real
Michelin
or are you
stars.
Making this up?
No, this is what... Yo, I'm making this up, but this is how
you
I
mean
would.
Gorman stars.
Yeah,
Gorman and Dean.
I just bought the Michelin company today. It's going to be announced later on here. Okay. So it's going to be changed.
Okay.
I'm trying to look like the Michelin man from all the pizza.
Seriously. Doug and Wallingford. Doug.
How we doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
Christos.
Odie's in Hamden, on Whitney Avenue. They make a great pie. Right by Quinnipiac College.
I'm not familiar with it, but I don't see a lot of enthusiasm from these guys.
I've been there. I was there, and then I wasn't.
Right. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No, we're not stomping on a dream here. Like, we don't want to do that to anybody. We're just saying there's different levels. We're talking top tier.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean Odie's isn't good.
No.
Yeah.
We're talking, we're doing 20-ish here.
Yeah, we're talking.
Of 1,400 pizza places, we're doing 20.
We're talking magnificent.
Yeah. Magnificent.
We're talking Van Gogh's Starry Nights.
Right.
By the way, if you could put that on pizza,
that'd
be great.
That actually, with all the swirls.
All right, did you mention Colony and Stanford?
That's
worth the trip.
Okay. Brewport and Bridgeport.
Worth the trip.
Absolutely. Foucault's in Cheshire.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, lots of people have been texting and calling that in.
Yeah.
Foucault's in Cheshire.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, really, really good. I mean, he rebuilt beautifully after it had fire.
Really good char.
Yeah, nice char.
Wait, he had a fire?
Yeah, fire probably.
That's supercharged.
I was going to say, that's the time to get the pie for the real New Haven stunts.
What happened?
I don't honestly know. I think it was just something with the oven.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
They had a fire. They rebuilt.
Yeah, and they have a...
How long have they been in business?
They've been there since a little before COVID. Yeah, it wasn't long, and I don't know before that.
Yeah, because I think we tried it in 2019, maybe, and they'd been around for a little bit.
Then they had the fire, and then I went with my wife, and she was also really impressed.
Okay. Nice. We hear about it all the time.
Yeah. They came on very strong.
Yeah.
They came on
a lot.
Has there been a pizza place that like opened up and immediately was in that class of top tier?
That's one of them.
Yeah, really?
That's immediately.
When they opened, I heard so that week... I got so many texts and emails. You got to try those. Which makes me not want to do it.
It was
really good.
Old World, which is almost 30 years.
Yeah,
old
that was
now.
Right out of the
when
gate.
When that opened, it was like I remember walking in because it's around the corner from where I live, and I heard a brick oven place. I'm like, yeah, sure. And I walk in, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? It's one of the guys from Modern, and he goes, what are you doing here? And right out of, I mean, they just do a beautifully charred pie.
But that. You would go to Modern, right? If you were going to...
Except that it's literally around the corner from my house, so that makes it easy.
Because there is that DNA map of, this guy worked at Roseland, then he went off and he started his own place. This guy worked at Pepe, started his own...
It means a lot.
But you have to follow through and be really good.
Yeah. But if you're in that spider web, shouldn't you just go to the top?
If you don't feel like driving, that became my corner spot.
Right, but that doesn't make the list.
Oh, it does because
no, because it is actually really good.
Yeah, it is really that good. Yeah, it is next.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying it because it's local. I'm saying it because you go in there and the pies are spectacular.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah,
but of course, if you can go to the three,
always go to the three.
That's not even.
Right. Yeah.
Not even in question.
Mike's a Beats in West Haven.
Mike's a Beats. We've heard of this, too. Yeah. I don't know how I haven't been there.
It's a solid pie.
Yeah.
Obviously, Little Rendezvous in Meriden.
Heard of that one?
That's been around for...
That's the oldest oven. Yeah. Dominic and Pia's in Waterbury.
This has come up several times.
Right, because there's one, there's Dominic and Pia's, and then there's another Dominic,
Dominic and Vinny.
Yes.
Right. It's Dominic and Pia's.
Phil, you just got
to
know. Right.
Yeah, Mark from Southington called. He couldn't hold. He wanted to mention Dominic and Vinny's. He said specifically for the Hot Lips pizza. He
well, there you go. Once you're getting into Hot Lips pizza, and you're getting into Radar and you're getting into all the mash names.
Hawkeye pizza.
Yeah, Hawkeye pizza. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
which lips?
With a side of martini.
It's like you can't go to a bar and say, I love barbecue only because of their mashed potato pie. That's really not pizza. That's mashed potatoes and bacon on a flatbread. What is their cheese pie like? That's how you.
That to me is the if you can't make a good cheese pizza, then you're out.
Right. And actually, we go even further.
Zero.
If you can't do a tomato sauce pie, you're out.
Oh,
which is no cheese. I mean, if you
there is nowhere to hide there.
There's that's it. If you have that,
you better have the best sauce and the best dough and know how to make it. All right, so we got our friends here. They made the movie Pizza: A Love Story, and they're really into Connecticut pizza, specifically New Haven. Dean Falcone and Gorman Burchard. And we're talking about what should be on this pizza trail. You know, Connecticut screwed it up to put 140 places on there or whatever.
Yeah.
120. And we're going to narrow this down to 20-something pizza places that are must go to, worth the drive. And we have a bunch now. We're like at 7. So I didn't know this. They came in with a list. They didn't even need us. They just wanted to tell us what their list was.
Yeah, they're flexing.
Right. We're just professional. We just want to be prepared.
Yeah.
Ready for the debate.
So Dominic and Vinny's in Waterbury has come up several times. Mike, the owner, is on the phone right now. Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, how come your name is not Dominic or Vinny?
I'm the bookkeeper now.
Oh, good.
Now, my partner is Vinny, and Dominic was Vinny's uncle who started it in 1949.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
History is there.
49.
I used to go to Dominic's in the 60s with my grandparents. I grew up in Waterbury. And my grandfather, even when he was getting older, and I would still go and always pick up pizza there.
Wow.
Same recipe. We haven't changed a thing.
That's great. And is this a place that I want to dine?
Recorded.
What was that?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
It's a prison call.
All right. Well, tell us about the pizza. What makes it great?
Well, we make our dough fresh every hour. So we're using dough right out of the mixer. We let it sit for about an hour, hour and a half. So it rises really well. And it gets that nice crisp that everybody likes. And we're using, 100% extra virgin oil, all the stuff that the good pizzas do.
Brick oven or gas oven?
It's a gas oven with a stone inside, but it's the ovens are 40, 50 years old, too. So
I like that.
Seasoned.
Yes.
Seasoned ovens.
We don't change the ovens.
Nope.
All right. So, Dean Gorman, does this make the list?
It doesn't make the list because it's very good pizza, but it's not pizza to drive to Waterbury for, unfortunately.
Mike, I haven't tried the pizza, and I'll be driving to Waterbury for it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you'll enjoy it. We've been we make our own sausage, our own meatballs. We use a high-end pepperoni, so we're not skimping. We're up there on the price tier that everybody complains about pizza's too high, but it's what you pay for.
But that's what you pay for, exactly right. And you should be doing that.
Gorman, you're not allowed to go there anymore.
My wife can go with Dean.
Okay. Well, can I tell you, and hats off to you, because every time we talk about pizza, people call your place in.
Absolutely.
And that's all you really want,
That's what we're trying to do. I've been in a business for 32 years, so We enjoy doing it, and we're serving people that people like to eat food.
Boom. That's
good. I like to eat pizza. So.
Their Instagram is just an assault of different pies, and each and every one of them looks incredibly appetizing. So doing a great job over there.
Well, I'm getting one cheese and one sausage when I go there.
Ooh.
Well, I heard you say something about the Hot Lips pizza. Let me tell you, that pizza is top three right now. Everybody wants it. It's super sada. honey and crushed red peppers. And
I don't like that stuff.
Too much stuff.
It's like putting pineapples on a pizza.
Yeah,
but
no
babe,
honey.
If people are selling or people buying, then good.
It's a good. Got to move with the times. Unfortunately, people are getting away from some of the traditional stuff.
I'll tell you what. I'm willing to go with Colin and Dean, and we'll try it one more time.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. We'll have to get them to report back. There he goes.
We're willing to try any place, but, you have to also be willing to accept what, our verdict.
Gotcha.
Okay.
We don't have to accept it.
No, you don't.
We can make our own.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But it won't matter.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Was he talking to us? He's definitely not talking to Gorman. I could tell you that right now.
Boy, he's mad.
Gorman. Yeah, there's going to be a picture of you with a red circle and a line going through it in the
wanted
kitchen.
Poster. There have been those many places.
Don't serve this guy.
We got to go. Was that Randy Bachman calling in?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. We're going to talk to Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Wow.
The Guess Who. Wrote a million great songs.
So good.
So we got to finish this list conversation, but we're off to a really good start.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Love you, AJ.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, man, love you too.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.